Moving on, the Syrian army is gaining more ground in its battle against foreign-backed insurgents. Well, army units have retaken control of more areas in the northern countryside of Latakia. Several militants were killed in the latest operation, including top militant commander Walid Obeisi of Libyan nationality. There are also Qatari and Tunisian nationals among the killed militants. Meanwhile, Syrian opposition sources say mortars fired by the army have left at least 14 civilians dead near the capital, Damascus. The mortar fire came as troops were reportedly trying to clear the region of insurgent bases. Damascus claims, rather blames the insurgents for a large number of civilian deaths since the beginning of the unrest more than 2 years ago. Ala Ibrahim is our correspondent with me now live from Damascus. So Ala, first of all, we have been hearing a lot about the insurgents causing civilians or even directly killing civilians, but now we've got this report of army troops killing at least 14 civilians, according to the opposition. Tell us how this happened and the reports or the information about it.
Well, to put things into perspective a little bit, the insurgents' attack started last week on that area in what they called the battle to liberate the coast, the Syrian coast. In that operation, in the first day, they managed to catch the national defense forces, the local militias, off guard, attacking and taking at that time 7 villages. And out of these 7 villages, there are lists of over 400 people, more than 120 confirmed killed, and another 200 believed to be kidnapped, and others are still missing or unaccounted for. So this is the incident that the Syrian government is blaming the insurgents for civilian killing in this regard. While the opposition is referring to a more recent incident that took place yesterday, where the opposition says that an Syrian army shelling killed 14 persons in these areas, in the coastal areas, not coastal actually, in the mountainous areas north of Latakia city, the main city on the on the Syrian coast. However, the reports of the opposition, it's very difficult to confirm these reports because often that we've seen the opposition mixing up names of dead civilians with dead fighters, with insurgents. So at this point, it's very difficult to verify these reports. But obviously, in a large-scale operation like the one that is taking place right now in the northern countryside of Latakia, mistakes could happen, and the Syrian army could, by mistake, have killed civilians during some kind of shelling or military operation. I was there last week, and the army is using aircrafts, air jets to bombard rebel or insurgents' positions, in addition to using artillery and tanks. So yes, mistakes could happen, but at this point we can't confirm anything.
Ala Ibrahim, a correspondent in Damascus. Thank you very much.